When you used the rod and line, what did you use for bait?
Oh, most usually use worms.
Just the little red ones?
Yeah, just angle worms. You can dig them, you know, out around the place. That it was, you can get them with a dozen and put a bunches around there.
Did you have any of those great big ones that came out at night crawling around?
Oh, we had angle worms out there on our place around, stick them down around the straw piles. It'd be that long and see great big
ones.
6 or 8 inches long.
Well, they're sure good, aren't they?
They make nice bait. Easy to put on your hook.
Yeah. And hard to get off. Did you have a container of some sort that you could put your scraps in to take to the hogs?
Slop bucket?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of them.
The old-fashioned disposal.
Yeah, yeah. You get all something like a half bushel or as big, a pretty good-sized container, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I always kept it close to the kitchen. Mother would put all of the stuff in it, then we'd take it out and feed it to hogs. And you had, after we went to separate the milk, of course, it'd take part of the milk for the calves, but we had a lot of milk to feed the hogs.
That's good for them, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What did your mother use to fry bacon? What did she fry it in? Bacon and eggs and things like that.
Lard. You take it back on the farm, lard is all we had. Don't say lard, either lard or butter. She done lots of frying stuff in butter. You know, we had lots of butter too.
Times have certainly changed, haven't they? It used to be butter everybody needed. Yeah. Now butter the government stores.
Well, the 70 cent spread, you know, they're making a lot of stuff to taste like the 70 cent spread. My mother used to make butter, you know, we sold butter every time we come to town and mold it, you know, and with the old fashioned wood molds,
mm-hmm.
and keep it in the cellar. And it was good butter too.
Did you have a stamp that you could stamp?
Yeah, it had a print on it, don't you see? In other words, you pull it down like this, you know, and it'd fill it up level, see? Tight and turn it over and push it out. Well, it had a print on top of it, see?
Trademark.
Yeah.
What sort of a vessel did she use when she fried?
Oh, well, she used practically all the old-fashioned cast iron skillets, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're still the best skillet you can get.
Yeah, they certainly spread the heat well.
Yeah, and things don't stick in them like they do as other stuff.
And when she wanted to boil something, what did she use?
No, she just had a, you know, just regular. We had some cast iron kettles, but it wasn't very long. Mother was getting some better look than those cast iron kettles. She didn't like the looks of them. And she was one of these ladies that when they would go to bringing out some porcelain and something like that, right? She liked to have them for her kitchen.
Uh-huh.
That old cast iron kettle, you know, that we had. Right?
They're not really pretty, but they're sure stout.
Yeah.
What did she call her best dishes?
Well, I think she ever just called her chinaware.
Uh-huh.
We always had a set of dishes that we had for company. But